Hachette Audio presents The Perfect Police State, an undercover odyssey into China's terrifying surveillance dystopia of the future. Written by Jeffrey Kane. Read by Theodore Chin. Note on research and on Uyghur and Han Chinese names. From August 2017 to September 2020, I interviewed 168 Uyghur refugees, technology workers, government officials, researchers, academics, activists, and a former Chinese spy who was preparing to defect. Most requested that I use pseudonyms if I published their interviews. This was the only way I could write an accurate book on the Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other ethnic groups that are oppressed in Western China. Their families, who are still in China, can easily be harassed or tortured by the police or intelligence services. Some interviewees, public figures whose stories have already been widely published, requested that I use their real names. The protagonist's name in this book, Maysim, is a pseudonym for a young Uyghur woman I met in Ankara, the capital of Turkey, in October 2018. I interviewed her 14 times from October 2018 to February 2021. As I researched this book, I questioned myself about the wisdom of interviewing refugees who, under the cover of fake names, could take license to stretch their stories or change their accounts to cope with unbearable trauma. In fact, there is a long tradition among journalists and scholars of relying on refugee testimony when documenting political upheavals and human rights atrocities, sometimes withholding their names and identifying information. Researchers and writers have long relied on the testimony of white Russian, Jewish, Cuban, Chinese, and North Korean refugees. Like some of these other writers, I spent my career as a foreign correspondent, interviewing refugees and people in sensitive situations, whose careers or lives were at risk. I knew how to get around the downsides. I rigorously cross-checked the statements of key characters with people who knew them and had heard their stories before. I also cross-checked my interviewees' statements with other refugee accounts, media reports, the chronology of events on the public record, the Uyghur victim database at shahit.biz, the speeches in state media of Chinese leaders.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?